Are you having to get another cell phone because you're getting so many calls coming in?
I have had actually probably more text than phone calls, which are all, I appreciate every single one of them, and apologize to anybody that I have not been able to return, because I have, they tend to get lost in the amount. But that's okay. I'll take it.
Have you been able to respond to all of them, like, you know, with a little thumbprint or maybe?
I have tried to at least give a thumbs up, or a heart, or appreciate every single one, because I do truly appreciate them. I actually don't, I don't have my phone during ball games unless I'm watching. So like this past weekend, I got to watch the first half of Jason's game during warmups of Ty's game. And so that was good. I had my phone out. And once Ty's game starts, I put my phone away, and then Emma tends to keep up with it for me. And so once Ty's game starts, I don't usually see my phone again until halftime, when I try to look up the stats for the first half. And so if you need to get me, you need to reach Emma during a ball game. But Emma finally looked at me at halftime and said, I think you need to look at your phone. And I had 167 text messages. And the one that stood out the most was my brother, who said, you need to smile more. You are on TV today. So I said, well, I can't smile 24/7 during the ball game, because then I would look like some creep. But I said, they just happened to put a camera on me during critical moments when I was stressing out over the third down. So that's okay.
Steve, you and I I think we've kind of loving on Alabama for a while. I think we're going to be doing this for a little while.
That's right. But I tell you what, kudos to your brother for being brave enough to tell you to smile, because I've always been told, my daughter and my wife say, never say that to a woman. Don't tell her to smile.
No, we keep it real.
That's right.
Have you been interviewed yet? Maybe more than 10 times or what?
Maybe not more than 10 times. I actually have a couple today, oddly enough. But and I don't know why. I don't do anything, but that's okay.
Well, the most touching picture, video, YouTube that I have ever seen in my life is you and Ty together right there at the end of a ball game a week ago. And I got to tell you, that was the most emotional. I got water coming out of my eyes watching that. What were you talking to him? What can you tell us about that?
Well, I'm sure as everybody knew, we went into that ball game. They went into that ball game, a 3.5 point difference. And, of course, it's a home game for them. And so that adds a little bit to it also. And so we knew they weren't favored, but, we also know what Ty's capable of, and that whole team. And so watching that game and having, had a great game on Friday night with Graham. By the time the fourth quarter started for the Bama game, UTM had just beat SEMO, which was just such a wonderful blessing. So we had two wins on the day, and, Bama was playing great. At that point, I know things in my head, and I don't tend to speak them out because I don't want to send any bad vibes anywhere, but I knew they had only had one false start that entire game, and it was incredibly loud the entire game. There's not many places I'd ever been where it had been that loud. And so I just thought, okay, it's the fourth quarter. I've got two wins behind us on the weekend. I'm going to put, the phone away and focus on the rest of this game and pray. I had prayed and prayed and prayed all day. And by the time the last series, Graham looked at me and said, Mom, if we can just get one first down, we've won. I said, you're right, bud. Let's just get it. And once we got that last first down and we won the game, I just dropped to my seat and just started bawling. I don't know where it came from. I could not stop it. It was so emotional. And by the time the game was actually over, and we celebrated a little bit, all I could think was, I got to get to my boy down there so I can hug him up tight, because those were all the things he dreamed of as a little boy, of, I want to play, in the SEC. I want to play in a big time game. I want to play for a national championship. It's just all these these things they list out as kids, and you just go, well, that's great, bud. And you never really think, okay, I don't know that that'll ever happen, but I'm going to encourage you and help you always reach your potential in life. And so to just watch it come to life, it was, it's just something I hope every parent can experience in some way, shape, or form, because it was a really emotional thing for me.
Well, he has certainly set the bar at a new all-time level in praying out loud, praying on national television, praying in the locker room, and I could go on, I guess, but you and Jason both have been great mentors of the Holy Spirit. That's all I can say.
Oh, thank you. I think that's, we all know he's had 3 years of patiently waiting and working, and if it wasn't for the Lord, he wouldn't have gotten through those 3 years. That's a hard deal to sit and wait your turn. And we all know we need to do it. But that doesn't necessarily mean it's an easy thing to do. And I think that was another part of last weekend. We hadn't, it's been 3 years since he started and played like this. And just to see him finally get out there and do it, it's just been such a blessing, such an emotional thing, and something we knew he could always do. It's just he had to wait his time and get emotionally ready as well as physically ready, and just seeing him finally be there. I mean, just the Lord's been so good to him and good to us, and we're so thankful for it.
I haven't ever asked this question, excuse me, which is why my throat is probably messed up here for a second. But please don't think anything less of me when I ask this question, because it's going to sound really silly. But I have observed him chewing gum in postgame. Is he chewing in the game, or is it just in the postgame?
No, he chews in the game as much as he does postgame. It's if you think about it, I don't know how many people, they probably do realize, but it takes a lot of mental game to play as well as it does physical. There's a lot that goes into playing football, and I've said that about Jason's team for years. I'm like, you guys don't understand how intelligent these guys have to be to learn a new game plan every single week. So he has so much going through his mind as he's looking at coverages and knowing what he's got to check down. And so it kind of gives him something, a little distraction to do to keep his mind, focused on what he's doing. I'll just little ADD type of thing. Let me have two things going at once and I can focus on one of them.
Tell him I want to know what brand of chewing gum he's using. I'm wondering if it's Wrigley's or Spearmint or Juicy Fruit. Or a Big Bubble. I love watching him talk to the women that are coming in and doing the interviews and so forth. He can hold his best with anybody. I'm amazingly shocked that he has just been able to pick it up and go wherever he needs to be going.
Paul, he's been watching his dad do that for 20 years. The king, mastermind of talking. So he's learned from the best.
Oh, how sweet to be able to say that. So how close are you to the football field? Because we can't really tell where you sit.
I sit about the 45, almost at the 50 across. I'm on the opposite sideline of the Bama sideline. And maybe 40, 50 rows up. Mm-hmm. It's perfect. Perfect. Oh. I do not complain at all.
Can he hear you hollering?
No. No, that's probably a good thing.
I always wondered if you can hear mamas, holler. And
I don't know how much, if they could hear much of anything outside of what's going on the line. Mm-hmm. It's so loud.
Do you have a players group of moms that you guys may go out to and visit, or have you gotten to know some of the players' moms as well?
Yeah, so our section that we sit in is all player family, and when it's a home game, we have tailgates together before the games, and it's nice. It's nice because we have a comfort bubble of sitting there together around each other, trying to keep some of the negative noise out. mm-hmm. from just a regular fan. So that's a nice thing. I appreciate it.
Tell me about Nick Saban, since he recruited your son.
You know, Coach Saban is, I mean, he's Coach Saban. He is definitely the GOAT.
He's been in your house, right?
He has been in our house. Yes, he has been in our house. He's enjoyed, Blue Oak. We had Blue Oak catered and brought into the house, and he was so happy to have some real food. He sat back in Jason's chair and, spent a few hours hanging out with us. It was really good. He's very personable, funny. People don't think that, but he's quite funny, and he is just extremely intelligent and strategic, methodical with everything. Everything that he does is seemingly just so well thought out, and I'm very thankful Ty had 2 years to be underneath him and soak in everything that he has.
I want to ask you about, I see a lot of stuff on AI, and I know you do too. Did he sing the national anthem? Did he start that one night, one afternoon?
No, he did not. And honestly, you don't want him to. He doesn't. But I don't understand all the AI. He has not, not met with Erica Kirk. He has not, he's not done any of the stuff that I have seen. I am not struggling with any health battles. That's a new one I heard about this weekend. I don't know. I don't understand the point of it all. But I have heard there have been lots of people praying for him through it. So whatever was meant for probably bad things with the AI has turned into some good things, because there's been a lot of people praying for him over it.
Julie, this is Steve. With Ty's success so far this season, his name is now being mentioned along with the Heisman. That has got to be just completely unreal.
Well, it is. It is. If he could be so lucky, that would be wonderful. But right now, you know, it's one game at a time. I'm stressed. We're all just stressed about Missouri this week. So
I can understand that. But we're all just amazed with all he's been able to do this season, and certainly his name deserves to be in that same conversation as the Heisman. So certainly we're definitely pulling for Ty. Absolutely.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that.
Julie, I'm going to follow that up with Graham. You must be up and down the highway or in the air. I don't know what you're doing, but gosh almighty. Has got to take a toll on running up and down the highway.
Well, my back definitely definitely needs a lot of work, but that's okay. I don't mind it. I'll do it, you know, for whatever team I'm following that week. So,
you have homecoming here for Westview, and then are you going to drive to Columbia, or you have a plane that can take you up quickly?
Well, that would be so nice, Paul. don't you have one? You've got one there in your yard, right?
Yeah.
That would be so nice.
It's made out of paper. It's made out of paper.
We have homecoming for Westview, yes. So that will be a late night. And then homecoming for UTM, which I'm so sad to miss. I love homecoming, but Emma will gladly be here this weekend to be able to support the Skyhawks, so she's excited about that. And so Graham is going to go with Mom this weekend, and we are going to leave a little before 4 a.m. Saturday to try to make it to Columbia for an 11 a.m. kickoff.
I don't know I don't know how you do it, you know.
Very little sleep and lots of coffee.
Who's doing the driving?
I do the driving. Graham can drive. And then thankfully I have friends that go. Well, Emma usually is there and can drive. This week I've got friends. Whitney Taylor's going to go with me. And so we will make it. Lollipops help when you're driving. They last a long time and can keep you awake. And lots of coffee and conversation. So,
well,
we can make it.
Here's your opportunity to speak to the families that follow you, whether it be about, you know, thank yous or maybe it's the support, or but here's your audience. Tell them what they need to hear from you.
Oh, gosh. You know, I've been very appreciative of the people that have been very supportive. And I know it was probably very hard around here to have someone local not stay in state and play. But, you know, the timing, as we all know, was not perfect at that time for him. And the fact that there's so many that are still being supportive of him, even though he's out of state, I appreciate very much. So you definitely know the love that you have in a community like this, which is why we've been here for 20 years.
Boy, it's you've been here then longer than anywhere else. Is that not right?
Yeah, we have.
I mean, this
absolutely.
This is really, Martin is really your home here.
Yes, we love it. And we're very thankful for it. We've got a Graham Simpson so that we'll never forget how special Graham Stadium is to us. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, I am glad that we had a few minutes. As you can tell, you have a lot of people that pray for you, and a lot of people that are praying for your family, as there's a lot going on and people don't know the half of it. They don't know 80% of it. I don't know. I just know how heavy it is to do all of these things, get where you got to go, do this, come back, do this. And there is really no life during this time. It's all designated based on a schedule. Isn't that something?
Definitely is. By the time I get home on Sundays, it usually takes me a couple days to kind of recoup and get to where I feel a little bit back to normal and can focus on where I'm going for the next week. So, yeah, it takes a little toll, but that's okay. You know, we are Jesus blessed in this house, so I will never complain about it.
I will never forget, Julie, you came to my mother's calling. And I just want you to know how important it was to me that you and I had a chance to talk. I was standing in a gas station, and I had a relationship with you on the phone regarding your dad and family members. And I just want you to know how much I appreciated that. I will never forget that. And it's coming up, as a matter of fact, 2 years tomorrow, as a matter of fact.
And, oh, wow.
Yeah, it's hard to believe, isn't it?
So yeah.
Time gets away real, real fast. So, but I just want to tell you, I just want to tell you how much I appreciate your kindness to me, praying with me on a phone and talking about, you know, death. And it was very, very touching. And I just wanted you to know how much I appreciated that. I really didn't get a chance to tell you, say thank you, but you were one of the first people that came in when my mom was having her funeral. And I've never forgotten that either. I just want you to know that.
Well, you're a special person, Paul. We are very thankful for you. This community appreciates you. The fact that we have a radio station where we can hear the Lord's name and prayer and the support you give to everybody, you are very appreciated.
Well, it's the listeners. It's not me. But we thank you. I'm glad we had a chance to visit. Tell your husband if he's got time tomorrow. We'll take a couple. Is he walking tomorrow?
He's walking. You know it. He'll be walking in the morning.
All right. I'll give him a call. And
you got to ask him. He's got a weighted vest now. He's really getting going on there.
Yeah. I should be doing that too. All right. Let me get out of here. God bless you. Talk to you soon. And go Bama. Okay.
Yep. Thank you. Roll Tide.
All right.
And Skyhawks. Absolutely.
Got it.